Thanks for that, Barry, and hi to you. Now then, coming up, in fact, on the line right now, is an author called Mario Campanale, who's written a book called Ciao, Mario, which is supposed to be the most romantic day of the... Oh, no, today's the most romantic day of the year. And he's written a true love story, Mario Campanale, based on himself. Now, Italian Mario Campanale, are you there?
I'm here. Ciao, buongiorno.
Oh, look, it's so lovely. I'm in love with you already.
Thank
it's
you.
Such a lovely accent. Do you get women melting in shops and things when you say, how much is that? Do people fall over themselves to hear you talking?
Not really.
Now tell me about...
I'm a good teaser, you know. I tease the girl, you know, whoever they are.
See, you just sound so gorgeous.
Thank
lucky
you.
This is radio, I tell you. Tell me about the book, Ciao Mario, because it's quite an interesting story, isn't it?
Yes, well, obviously the early life was a very hard one, which I started working at the age of 8,
mm-hmm.
as a photographer assistant.
You started work at the age of 8?
Yes.
Wow.
I used to go to school in the morning, that we finish at 1 o'clock, and then in the afternoon, work in the photographer assistant.
Mm.
And that went on for about 3 years. Then I was a telephone messenger at the age of 11 to 13.
Right.
Then I was a bus conductor, and also I was at a bus company inquiries office in the main town of Bari, because we were in a small town called Cassano delle Murge, which means Cassano on the hills, in the Apulia region. As I described in the book, we are surrounded by olive trees, almond trees, vineyards, but since then the town is becoming a tourist attraction, because it's right up the hills, and all the rich people of Bari, they built all the villas that are up the hills, you know, because it's more fresh air, and we got a bit of forest as well, a pine forest. So it's a nice place to go for a quiet time.
I'm thinking Cinema Paradiso, that's what
almost,
I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, I've done that as well.
Well, of course.
I've done, probably if you note it in the book, that I was at the film projector, projectionist, you know, around these enormous pools and things like that, at the age of 13.
If I can fast forward you,
yes.
Mario, tell me about the love story that you're writing about.
Well, the love story is that Barbara, the English girl, married nearly 47 years ago, we married in Surrey, was a customer in my bar where I used to work in Rimini. It was for the summer season, and she used to come to have a cappuccino, and I used to sing in between serving people.
What did you sing?
Well, Ciao Bambina.
Oh, go on, give us a blast.
Ciao, ciao, bambina, è un bacio ancora, non posso dirti, rimani ancora, come una fiaba, l'amore passa, c'era una volta, poi non c'è più, cos'è che trema sul tuo visino? E pioggio pianto, dimmi cos'è, vorrei trovare parole nuove, ma piove, piove sul nostro amore.
Oh,
ciao bambina.
No, Mario, stop, please. Please, it's 17 minutes past 10.
I get emotional as I sing.
I bet you do. I think I'm getting a little bit emotional myself.
Thank you.
So you used to sing that to her whilst serving her cappuccino.
Yes.
And then what happened?
Well, what happened, one evening she was invited by this English gentleman who we, eventually when I came to England, we traced him. He was a groundsman at the Ruislip Golf Club. And anyway, he invited her to sit with him to share a bottle of Moscato di San Marino. And Barbara was not used to, you know, in those days, she was 21 at a bit. She wasn't used to drink.
And this was the 1957.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed eventually that Barbara, I don't say she looked tipsy, but I could see by her eyes, kind of sleepy eyes. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, so I said to my boss, he was also, his name was Mario. They used to call me Mariolino, and he was Mario because he was the boss. And so I said, Mario, that the Inglesina doesn't look safe to go to hotel on her own. Do you mind if I accompany her? Oh, please do. So I went to her and I said, excuse me, signorina, me, hotel, you, me. She said, yes, please. So as we went along, I could not speak English. She could not speak Italian. So I sang to her, you know, Ciao Bambino and then Guaglione, all those, the songs that were famous in those days.
Wow. And then what happened? Or should we sort of
and
draw
then
a nail?
We had one or two photographs taken together. And then the following morning, which is, was the funny bit, I went to another singing competition south of Venice and called Castro Caro Terme. And the following morning, then Barbara, I didn't know, I mean, she couldn't speak any, say, how do you know she was coming back to England? So she came to the bar looking for me to say goodbye. So the boss says, why is that, Nanda? She said, Mario, you know, that Inglesina came, she was so upset. She wanted to say goodbye to you. She was crying. And they said, well, I had no idea, you know. But I must say that the night where I say bye-bye to her, you know, when I accompanied to the hotel, it was an unforgettable kiss.
Oh.
It remained with me to this day.
Oh.
It really was. Ooh. And so every time I think, I get so, you know, we call
lovely.
It Italian brividi, you know.
And so did you come over here then, Mario, to
so
find
then,
her?
So then Barbara eventually, well, I went to National Service in Italy in Genoa, mm-hmm. in 1958, March 58, for 18 months. Then was compulsory, you know, National Service. And then she said, well, she wrote to me, she said, I got a job as an au pair, you know. So she was a... she had a very good job at Dickens and Jones in London as an account supervisor.
But had you established that you were boyfriend and girlfriend by
no,
now? Or did
no.
she by chance have an au pair
by chance,
job
she
near
said,
you?
She just,
we know what that means, girls, don't we?
Well, anyway, she was flattered that she would leave this fantastic job to come over to Italy. I said, can't you find a job in Genoa? She said, well, Torino, that's where she got a job, is nearer than London. And so eventually that she didn't like the family in Torino, so she left the family and she came to Genoa. But when she came to Genoa, she just turned up, and I was being a soldier. What can I do about accommodation? Or where do I put this English girl? So I asked one of the, lucky for me, I was the switchboard of the barracks. So I was able to receive the phone calls, you know, I was even better than the officers. I was the first one to receive the in private calls. And one of the officers said, oh, don't worry, we can put her up. You know, my daughter, she wants to learn to speak English, and she'd be well looked after. That's what we did. But the funny thing, while she was lodging with them one evening, Barbara went with them to the mess, you know, officer's mess. And the officer said, if you pick up that phone, Mario will answer it. So Barbara did. And she said, ciao, Mario. And this was the office in charge of the on duty, that only him was supposed to use that phone, but because it was an evening, it was not so much going on. And so I was astonished when she was Ciao Mario.
This is a lovely story.
So that's
Mario.
Where the Ciao Mario was picked up as the title of this book.
That's fantastic. And so you came over here, and how long have you been together now?
So after she'd been here, then I came here in 1959, so I've been here since, you know, so for nearly 40 years, well, 48 years.
Yeah.
I came here and we found a gentleman in Rimini when we were working there. It was represented with the Savoy Group, so he found me a job as talker of the town. Perhaps you, Annabelle, you're too young to...
Well, I was born in 1959.
So oh, were you? Oh,
I wouldn't
right.
have remembered
so,
much.
So, but there was the talk of the town in Leicester
right.
Square. That
oh,
was
yes,
very
so
famous.
Yes.
So I got
yes.
a job there as a commis waiter, and because that's the only job I could do. And I had a work permit in those days.
Yeah.
So we were not married, and not yet, to become free, you know. Not even I was called, it was an alien, we see.
Right.
With long ears, perhaps.
An alien from Italy. Now, of course, you can get a job straight away.
Yes. So yeah. Anyway, I worked, and then eventually, for a year and a half, in fact, we're coming up to the end of March, where we will celebrate 47 years of marriage.
How brilliant. And, 47 years. And did you have any babies?
Oh, we had three wonderful sons.
Oh.
But unfortunately, when I became a student for the work I do now, I was awarded... with a push the button, my wife Barbara, to push me to do a course for 3 years in the work I do now, the piano technician, that she because she was having headaches for 2 years, she was having blackouts, the doctor didn't take much notice, so she was rushed to hospital. Luckily, she happened to be working for Abinash on Baker Street.
Right.
And she was sent to, well, no, she went on her own, seen double, to the Maida Vale Eye Hospital. And then by checking her, in her eyes, they found that she had a brain tumor. Wow. So she was rushed to the National in Queen Square Neurology Hospital, where they took them 3 days to locate the tumor. Yeah. Wow. Ironically, she had a nice, she has a nice curly hair, mm-hmm. natural curly hair, and they had to shave off all her hair. She not been able, being a student, yeah. she not been able to have her hair down for months. Then after she had her hair down to go to work, they had to shave it off, you know. Which was really
and
sad.
And all this is in the book, isn't it, Mario?
All that is all in the book.
And the book is called Ciao Mario.
Yes.
And when and it's launched today, is it?
It's launched today, this evening.
Lovely. Okay. And it's and what publisher is it with?
Self-publishing.
Oh, lovely. That's such good news. I really enjoy that.
With
I'm
self-publishing.
Really pleased. Let me tell you, I'm not missing out on anything.
If I may give the
www line
that people were interested
in
the book.
Because I'm going to have to go in a minute. That's
so www.ciaomario.co.uk.
Okay, and Ciao Mario is spelled obviously C-I-A-O.
Yes.
Mario, M-A-R-I-O. All one word?
Yes. All one word.
Lovely. Well, okay. Right, yes. So that's how to get this beautiful Valentine's Day story. Thank you so much, Mario.
Thank you,
Annabelle.
Lots
of love to you and your wife.
And
that's absolutely what a lovely story. Thank you very much indeed. How romantic. Mario Campanile there. Oh, it's made me all sort of full of the joys of spring. Let's hear from the feeling now, and I thought it was over.